Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, hey, hello, hi, hello, welcome back. It's a Good Game, Nice Try. It is a Friday. We made it.
We did it.
Hey, hello, Aaron. What's up?
Look, you know, this week flew by. Life is fleeting, wouldn't you say?
I would agree.
And it's funny because I played a game which is all about how life is fleeting this week.
Oh.
And it kind of, I'm not going to lie to you, it kind of fucked me up.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I played a game about how life is fleeting and it kind of messed me up.
I think that's something that definitely you need right now.
Yeah.
Out of anything, out of all the games that you're going to invest your time in right now, I think something that reminds you of how fleeting life is probably...
It's actually, it's an indie game called Before Your Eyes, okay? And here's how it works. It uses your webcam and it tells a story of like you start out as a little baby and every time you blink, it fast forwards your life, either a couple days, a couple months, or years. Every time you blink, it's like, and in the middle of a conversation, it'll be like, dink, and then all of a sudden, it's like 5 years later.
Oh, no.
It's wild.
Wait. Okay, that's kind of crazy. So did you just try and maintain eye contact, not blink, or power blink? Which approach did you take?
So at one point, like, there's major stuff going down. And I was like, keep, like, Clockwork Orange. I have, like, my eyes.
Like, No.
I'm holding my eyes open and they're, like, they're burning and, like, my eye, there are tears coming down my face. And I hear, like, a bling. And I got, like, a trophy that said Eyes of Steel because I didn't blink for so
Wait,
long.
That's so good.
It was cool. The webcam thing, though, but ever since then, so I finished the game a couple days ago. Ever since I finished the game, every time I blink, I think about it.
No.
And two, I'm just like, remember this. Life is fleeting. Remember this. You're drinking this milk. Remember this milk.
No.
I'm like paying attention to everything I'm doing. It's messed me up in my
brain. Oh my God. I mean, well, first of all, it's really cool that's something I haven't seen before.
Yeah.
The use of the webcam and everything. That's so
It's very cool.
Innovative.
It's very innovative and cool. And I got to say, it worked really well. Like the way that the game devs kind of wanted to tell the story, it hits you in the feels, you know, it's kind of like you've seen Up, right?
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't waste time.
It immediately makes you cry and you mm-hmm. know, it's going to make you cry.
Mm-hmm.
I started playing Before Your Eyes and I was like, this game is going to make me cry
mm-hmm.
for sure.
It's going to make me cry with my eyes wide open.
But I think, yeah, you know what I will say is I think that, you know, at the end of the day, what games do is they make me happy. Like playing a game either makes me full of rage, which actually makes me happy because I like being angry. But nothing makes me happier than our guest today.
Aww.
He was on one of my favorite shows of all time and co-created it, Workaholics. And he's a hilarious comedian, of course. Now he stars in the Hulu series Woke. I mean, best hair in the game, best attitude. He's just a little ball of sunshine. Here is our interview with the one and only Blake Anderson.
So people know you as a comedian and obviously from Workaholics, but what people may not know about you is that you're also kind of a semi-pro gamer.
Semi-pro for sure. Heavy yeah. on the semi for sure. Yes.
Because you've done, you know, like the Halo 5 Guardians thing. You're shooting the devs with needlers. You were great emotional support there.
I don't know if you, but I've done some Call of Duty Mountain Dew tournaments.
There you go.
Hello. I was on Priesta's team. And for anybody in the gaming world, you know, Priesta is the shizney.
Big leagues.
Big leagues. This dude, he holds his controller. He has the claw technique. I don't know if it, Google it. Priesta, my boy, my boy.
I feel like Priesta is like a human chef's kiss. Like
being that close to Priesta and watching him work, I was completely blown away. I was like, give this guy a real gun. Come on. This is a true soldier.
The reflexes.
I mean, gosh.
I know we're talking in joking terms, but was it really like super impressive? Like
I've been a video game player my whole life. And you know, when you log into Call of Duty, it's an elevation of the games right. I grew up with.
Right.
But
yes.
Seeing him work was like watching an athlete. Wow. It was insane.
Damn. Unreal.
I immediately took his parents aside and I told them, well done.
Aww.
I said, good on you for letting your boy just play video games nonstop.
Because good on you.
It's working out. It's working out.
That's true.
Some kids are born to play e-games.
That's right.
Priesta, you would say, Priesta, is definitely one of them.
Exactly.
He is our soldier. Put him in the Olympics.
Yeah. How did you start? Where did your video game journey begin? How did it start for little old Blake back in the day?
I have been thinking about this a lot lately because there's so many good like Netflix like video game shows now.
Yes.
I feel.
Right.
But
yeah.
It started with Nintendo, with Mario. I remember getting it on Christmas. Like I got the Nintendo. It came with like Mario and Duck Hunt on one cartridge. And I was just like, I like this and I'm going to play it a lot. I think it was like we had Christmas at my grandma's house, but I was so stoked. And I think my family was kind of like, ooh, what is this invention that we hooked up the Nintendo at my grandma's house on her TV, not
Whoa.
Even at Aww. My house. It's like, let's hook it up. Let's see what this thing's all about. Mario was, it's just a mind blower.
So it started, do you have siblings? Are you his only child?
I do. I am the eldest, as you can tell by my wisdom
elder.
And the way I carry myself.
Now, were you like an overlord with your Nintendo? How did it work with the siblings?
They would watch in awe as I just, basically gave them tutorials on Kirby's Dream World.
Aww.
Watch Big Brother play.
Laying the wisdom down.
Yeah, for sure.
There you go.
I definitely played like cool, now I'm starting to think about it with like the Super Nintendo. I got the... Remember there was like a addition you could put that like allowed you to play with like five controllers?
Oh yeah,
oh,
of course.
Like what would you call that? It was like a
a hub, a controller hub kind.
Yeah, like you would literally plug it into the second player port and it would allow five more controllers, and so we would play like NBA Live 95 and every player on the team was somebody sitting with you and it was
oh my God.
So fun.
Madness.
That's amazing. Holy
yeah,
mother.
It was. It. I mean, my mom also had a daycare, so we did not have a lack of players.
I was going to say, I'm impressed that, you know, thinking back to me gaming as a kid, I'm like, I was lucky to have like one friend come over and like want to hang out. You had five.
Party at Blake's
See,
house.
I,
like, that's
yeah.
impressive.
For me, video games created friendships for you. Obviously, you were a weird cave troll.
Push them all away.
A shut-in.
Still am.
Do you think that that affected the games you like now? Like, do you love playing multiplayer games now, or do you shun them because you're like, no, only me. I've spent my life playing with others.
Honestly, I think it's that. I think I shun them. Like, it's weird because it is so easy now to play with people online, but I tend to play the single player mode, the story mode. I'm a story mode guy now.
Story mode guy.
Except for with the newest Smash Brothers. I was all the way online, and I was scraping fools, as we say in the Bay Area.
With who?
Oh.
What's your choice?
I'm all the way Ike. Come on.
Okay.
I got a big sword. I swing slow. I swing hard. Okay.
Knows how to use it, folks.
Shout out to Ike. Martha Knight.
I feel like you play chill characters, but maybe underneath there's like a hidden competitive rage with you. You know?
Thank you for mm-hmm. allowing me to have this moment to tell people I'm not nice.
The true
I'm not nice.
Yeah, just get it out.
Just get it out.
I know I play this chill stoner dude, but see me in the streets, I'm not nice. See me in the streets. I'm not here to make friends, okay?
Is this what you say in Smash? When you're playing people, you're like, see me in the streets.
See me in the streets. Let's take it outside, all right? This is not a game. I'm friends with Priesta.
That's it. Yes, let them know.
The Claw. That's the gang sign.
Yeah, that's true.
The Claw. Is that the gamer gang sign?
If you're about it, if you know Priesta,
the claw. Wait, explain what the claw is to people who don't know.
Well,
he's gonna do. I love this. He's got a controller.
Live demo.
So like, this is Xbox. I also have PlayStation. I also have Nintendo Switch. I'm fluent in all of them.
Well versed.
Yes, well versed. Thank you. But you know, most people play with like the thumb on the buttons.
Yeah.
Mm.
Priesta. And he would be playing on a PlayStation. This was the closest thing to me. This is what I watch Hulu on. But he clicks his buttons with this.
Whoa.
Because it allows him to have the two joysticks on the PlayStation down here.
Oh, man.
He keeps both thumbs on the sticks at all times and then uses his right index finger, brings it over like a clot, and presses the buttons with his index finger on his right hand?
Yes.
That's nuts.
Psycho
Have
stuff.
You, like, tried this strategy?
Yeah, have you tried the claw?
You don't try it. You either do it or you don't, okay?
You're born into it.
You don't try the claw.
It's a lifestyle.
You are the claw. That's what Priesta told
you. You are the claw, is what Priesta
That's what he whispered during the tournament.
Yes, as T-Pain was just shelling me. He's like, be the claw, dude. Can't lose to T-Pain.
Do you ever have like a Obi-Wan situation when you're playing Smash Brothers and just Priesta's ghost appears behind you? You are the claw.
Yeah, I wonder. Actually, you know, with some of those gamers, they don't cross games well. I'm not sure. Ooh. I could probably beat Priesta's ass. I would love to put that out there. I will also just love to see Priesta again.
Aww.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, now you've done a lot of, you've done animated voiceover work.
Yes.
What would be like a character like you'd want, like Super Smash? What's the Smash character you would want to voice, or what character would you want to be in Smash? What character from any game you could add and be in Smash?
Oh, that's such a good question. I feel like they're all so available now. Like, even the fact that Snake is a playable character is so sick. But I guess if we're gonna stay in like the Metal Gear Solid world, I was always a Psycho Mantis guy.
All right,
dude. He was a weird odd duck. I liked him.
Yeah,
I liked him.
Psycho, that's a great pull. Also, great powers. Great weird.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, ambiguous, kind of just like sexy in his own way.
Yeah, some would say.
Some would say.
Yeah, a little bit of like a bondage vibe. Hello.
Hey.
You talk about like storytelling in games. You know, I think some of my favorite stories are video games. That, I mean, even mainstream ones like Marvel or Star Wars games.
Yes. I hate Star Wars now. I think it sucks. And I'm glad I'm saying this publicly.
I agree.
What was the recent video game? It's like
Fallen Order. But Jedi Fallen Order.
It was dope. I'm like, why isn't this just the movie? This was very satisfying as a Star Wars.
Yes. Movie. Have you guys ever seen, I'm going deep on this, but it's Knights of the Old Republic was a Star Wars game, right? LucasArts.
Mm-hmm.
Someone on YouTube put together just all the cutscenes, and it is best lightsaber battles. Oh my God. The choreography and battles are awesome. The story is incredible. It's like Darth Magus, and it's all this evil, like Sith. It's yes. What you want to see. I totally agree. Totally yeah. agree.
I don't want to out him for anything, but I'm pretty sure that Aaron like rewatches this every week. This is like a weekly occurrence that he indulges in the Star Wars cinematic cuts.
I'm going to send it to you, Blake. You got to see it. It's so good.
Honestly, I'm weirdly during quarantine, I became a YouTube guy. Yay. Like I watch a lot of YouTube now because I found out that I can watch it on my big screen through my Xbox. So like I've been going down weird like wormholes.
What's been the best wormhole so far? What's been what have you uncovered?
Like a lot of Disney conspiracies.
that's a good wormhole.
I'm just all the way in on like the Disney dark ages when they're like, oh, the movies just sucked, and I'm like, these are all my favorite Disney movies though. They're like Fox and the Hound, bad. Robin Hood, bad. Is it Black Cauldron, bad or whatever? I'm like, dude, these are my go-tos.
Aw.
I don't care if the animation is recycled. The stories in those movies are Fox and the Hound?
Right.
I agree.
It's not recycled in my heart.
Yes.
Yes.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Have you like gotten into any simulator games or VR or anything?
I don't dabble there. I feel like the closest I ever got to like sim games was back in the day with like EverQuest. It was a role-playing game, but me and my buddy Teddy, we used to play it poorly, like not trying to level. We were like treating it like almost like a D&D, like, you know, we were just more about like traveling and taking pictures.
I love that though. Did you have characters that you played out?
Yep. Modwin. Hello.
Hey.
Modwin.
Modwin. Yeah, he was a halfling. And my buddy Teddy, he was Obar Tafalgar.
Love that.
Okay?
Yes.
And my character, Modwin, the story I came up with is he was a halfling that was kind of raised by dwarves. So he was kind of going against all of the halfling intuitions of like bardship and song. He wanted to be a fighter, a dwarven fighter.
Carving his own path.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Modwin. Wait, did Modwin have a last name?
Well, in EverQuest, once you got to like level 20, I think, you were allowed to give yourself a last name, which is so tight. He took on the name Tafalgar. He took on Obar's name.
Whoa.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is beautiful. Oh. As a son or a brother?
Brother. Brother.
Oh.
Yep.
That's heartwarming.
Yeah. Teddy's the best guy. Oh, I love him.
You still game with him?
Well, that's the thing. My girlfriend recently got a PC, and I haven't had a PC in my life in years. And the first thing I was like, we have to get EverQuest.
Yes.
She was fully supportive. This is where I'm like, oh, we might got a keeper here. But yeah, I downloaded EverQuest, and I told Teddy, and let's just say he's looking for a PC.
Reunited at last.
It's free now. EverQuest, you can just download. They're like, please play somebody.
Somebody role play on here. Anybody.
That's right.
That is, it's such an interesting thing to think about is like old games that people are still playing. Like, yeah. I don't know if you guys remember like Ultima Online was like the first like.
Huge.
Yeah, like role playing where it was just like, people are still in there.
Right? Isn't it wild that I don't know how many years ago it was, but there was some Halo server that just got shut down after running for so long. And it's crazy to think that people were still so invested in it and still playing, still on it.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. Part of me is like, that is so cool. But also, I bet they're just plagues for poisonous ideas just spreading. Yeah,
it's a fertile ground.
It's good. It's got to just be weird in the chat.
Right?
Weird. Yeah, come on. These people are not a part of society.
They're their own society. They've created their own. They don't need us.
It's true. They're stoked on watching it burn.
Would you ever want to write your own video game? And like, what would it be if you could... Modwin? Maybe Modwin?
Definitely that's on the tip of my brain right now. I'm like, dang, what's up with the Modwin story? I don't know. That's a really, really good question. Like game development, I have so much respect for it. And it's like we were saying, like the stories and games are better than a lot of the stuff we're consuming on movies and television. So
yes,
yeah,
it would have to be a process for sure. But I'm like super into like indie games too. Like I love the weird shit for sure.
Ooh, like what?
Well, the one, now that you were talking about like game development, the one that like, do you guys ever play? I think it was called Fez.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's like the isometric puzzle-y sort of game. Yeah.
I think it was even in a documentary too. Like it was like these weird dudes from like Montreal or something. And they had some screws loose and the game showed it. But I just remember that game was like, yeah, it was weird because you could rotate your screen.
Yes.
Like very if cool. You,
yeah. If you pressed like the trigger button, you could rotate the game and you had to do that to complete levels.
Yeah. I think it was 2D and then you could make it 3D at certain points.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So cool. So cool. And that was the first time. Not the first time, but that was the last time when I was like, whoa, like writing a game, like just off of like that mechanic is so cool.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Like games allow you to have this whole other dimension that you don't have with movies or books or TV because you can do, yeah, change the entire world at it with a button.
Yeah, what was that? Man, I wish there's this other game that's so sick that was an indie game. It's like, I think it's considered like the best.
Any descriptors?
It was like you had a helmet where you could control these like zombie people, like that everybody was kind of like mind numb, and you were like the last person. The whole thing is you're just like running in shadows.
Yeah, inside.
Yes.
That game is so fun.
That game
so fun.
Is so sick. I remember I played it. I'm like, everybody sees movies. Everybody should play this game.
I totally agree.
My mom should play this game. Or watch me play it. Everybody should watch me play it.
Either way, everyone should just watch you play it.
Here's something I always think is like an interesting thing, which is when you play games, do you customize your character or avatar to look like you?
Well, that was one thing like early on, I guess not early on in Xbox, but when I remember they had like a workaholics pack you could buy my hair.
Whoa.
I did it. My Xbox avatar still
That's
has
so
my
good.
Hair.
That's so good.
Yeah, you could get the bear coat, you could get my hair, and I think you could buy like a tie or something.
Whoa.
That's incredible.
Oh my God.
I doubt it's available anymore. Super rare.
Legacy.
It's a legacy rare. Dude, that feels like a bucket list. That's like...
I don't even think at the time I realized how freaking cool it was. Like, you could just buy my hair. Like, what?
That's crazy to think about.
Oh,
people bought your hair. People purchased your hair. Virtually.
I did. those were the glory days. It was lawless.
Yeah. You know, I heard a rumor that you like Toe Jam and Earl, and I was thinking how great it would be if you were in that game. You could easily be whoever Toe Jam, you know, like with your hair and Toe Jam and Earl, like, dun, dun, dun,
man, you just made my heart smile. Gosh, that's a great idea.
Right? Wouldn't that be awesome? I'd love to see you in that.
Toe Jam and Earl is a great property as well.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so cool. Everything about that game is rad.
Yeah.
I don't think I even ever got close to beating it. I think it was weirdly difficult.
It gets super hard. Like the first couple levels. So Toe Jam and Earl, for people who haven't played, you're two aliens, cool hip hop, mm-hmm. funky aliens who've landed mm-hmm. on Earth, quote in quotes. And there's all these kind of Earthlings who are all dicks to you, and you're trying to get pieces of your spaceship. I think I only ever got like three or four pieces. There's like nine pieces.
Yeah, it was like a weird like you just walk around and look at stuff game.
Yeah.
But damn, it was fun. I wasn't even, when I was playing, I wasn't even smoking weed, and that game was super trippy.
I agree, man. It's a good time, like, it fills a lot of, like, time. Did you guys ever, I mean, I think you said you kind of were the biggest gamer, but on, like, the Workaholics set, did you ever play games or pass the time gaming?
That was kind of, like, Adam and I used to when we were roommates, and we were for quite a while, we would definitely have hardcore gaming sessions.
Nice.
Weirdly, the game that Adam loved, and I was in as well, was this game called Red Faction.
Oh,
I don't know. It was a shooter. We loved it.
Takes place on Mars, right?
Yeah. It wasn't the best game, but damn, it was so fun. There was this level in Red Faction where like the gravity was really weird. So like your character would jump for days. And like the only weapon you ever use in Red Faction was a grenade launcher. So
it
would just be
need.
Like, you just jump and then thup, 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 thup. And it was just so satisfying when you would just like come down off of a huge jump and just thup, thup. Man,
so good.
Me and Adam, we used to play that real late night, real drunk. It was a good time. And then eventually it evolved into Guitar Hero, of course.
Of course.
Naturally. The natural progression.
Yeah. And then Rock Band. And then Rock Band.
I found when playing, because I would play against my roommates as well, and when I would drink, my reflexes would get better.
Oh, yeah. No. There are a few things in life that you get better at when you drink, and it's like weird things like darts,
yes,
pool,
mm-hmm.
and video games.
I agree.
Yeah, it just your sights align. That's why I support the troops drinking. The troops drink.
Well, especially for like Rock Band and Guitar Hero, because you're listening to, it's kind of like the best of karaoke.
Yeah, you gotta shed a little bit of your ego. You know, you get a little liquid courage in you. You let your freak flag fly. Next thing you know, you're beating the hell out of those drums.
Rock Band, you were a drummer? Were you the drummer?
That was the most fun.
That's true. But,
the hardest, though. The hardest.
Yeah.
But actually taught you how to play the instrument, whereas the other ones is like, what are we doing?
It's not quite.
No. You shred the guitar, hero guitar, you pick up a real guitar, you sound like an asshole. But at least the drums, you're
learning something. Yeah.
Now, do you think about, when you're playing a game, the soundtrack of games? Like, do you have a favorite soundtrack? Toe Jam and Earl, pretty sweet soundtrack. Any other sweet music?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I freaking love. I just was listening to a podcast. What do they call it? It's called, like, there's a name now for, like, that type of music.
Like 8-bit MIDI stuff?
Yeah,
chiptune.
That's it.
Is that
chiptunes.
It? Gotcha.
Chiptune. Yeah. that's the word I heard the other day. I was like, oh. But, like, my favorite soundtrack was always Final Fantasy. What was the one? The one with, like, Setzer. It was on Super Nintendo, and it had, like, I think Terra was the main character. It had all the, like, Espers. But that soundtrack is Flamethrower! I ordered it, like, you could only get it from Japan. This was back in the day. It was 3 discs.
Oh, my God.
So many bangers. So many bangers. Like, every character, and there was like 12 characters, every character's like theme song was out of this world. Go-Go had Kefka, damn.
There was a
year where I was supposed to DJ Comic-Con, and I put together a little like video game set, and it is fire. If I ever unleashed it on the world, y'all would flip your lid. I got Golden Axe cuts.
Yes.
I got the Final Fantasy cuts. Oh. We got some Sonic the Hedgehog, some Super Bomberman cuts. Come on. Yes. Come on.
That's it. What else do you need?
Castlevania, maybe?
Oh,
little spice.
Definitely Airman, Mega Man stage. Come on. I'm telling you, like, a large part of my high school years, I was so lame. Me and my boys would just ride around in this old blazer and listen to just Zelda music.
Yes. Incredible.
So much. Like, so much. It was either Zelda or West Side Connection. That's what we listened to.
I love the idea of pulling up at a stoplight, looking over, it's you guys in a beater, just like pumping Legend of Zelda music.
Yes.
So good.
So good. My God.
I think it was the Ocarina of Time soundtrack.
Oh,
was,
ooh. That's my favorite Zelda.
That's it.
Yeah, it was like so many hammers. Oh, my gosh. So many.
Well, you know, I hate to say it, we're almost out of time, Blake.
Ugh.
It's just been a joy. We love to end every podcast with a worst game, best game. So a game you hate the most and a game you love the best.
Straight out the gate, I know my worst.
Oh, wow. Coming in hot. All right.
Yeah. This was on Nintendo. The Captain Planet game can suck my dick. That game sucks, man. I hate Captain Planet game.
This is
so
passionate.
Hard.
What was so bad?
Play that shit. Play that shit for 4 minutes.
And you'll know.
That game sucks ass.
Oh, no.
I hate that game.
You seem very scorned by
the Captain Planet game is trash.
If you want to teach kids to save the Earth, don't make the Captain Planet game terrible.
That's the game I would make. I would remake Captain Planet.
Like, what would you reboot. Do? How is it going to be better with you at the helm? How are you going to make Captain Planet?
It won't make you want to blow up the freaking Earth. It'll make you want to save it. That game is a bane on.
Was it just hard? What made it terrible?
Mad hard. Just you're in like a spaceship. It's like a spaceship.
You're not even on Earth for Captain Planet?
I don't know. You can't get past the first level. I don't know. You know how Nintendo used to switch shit up?
Yeah.
Like, maybe the first level is a jet level, but the jet level is, it's, the game sucks.
Well, also, like, if you want to get to the story, don't make the game so hard. Like, tell us, make it, let us progress through the game to get right. the story.
Guide me into it.
It might have been created by Russians to destroy America. I don't know. It felt like there was some kind of evil ploy in the making of that game.
Are you Captain Planet?
I don't know. You're in a spaceship.
You're in a spaceship.
You don't see any humanoids. You're in this yellow spaceship. And you can, like, switch the spaceship's guns to, like, fire attack, wind attack. It's so dumb and bad. It's a trash-ass game.
Well, I'm excited for your remake.
Yeah, I can't
honestly,
wait to see
it. I want it done right.
Honestly, I do think it's a great time to reboot Captain Planet.
I agree.
That's Toe Jam and Earl, Captain Planet. Those should be at the top of Hollywood's list.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Video game Hollywood's list. I totally agree. All right, so best game. What favorite game?
Best game. See, that's much harder.
Yeah.
There's so many games that are near and dear to me. I mean, the first game where I was like, this is the best game I've ever played was Metal Gear Solid. I just loved it. It's the first time I really just was like, whoa, games are better than movies. Like, this story is so sick. The characters were insane. Like, just loved it. Every part. And the game was really, really fun.
Did you play a lot of, like a lot of the games in the series? Or was there one specifically that stuck out?
What was the first one on PlayStation, the Metal Gear Solid, like where it was the Psycho Mantis, the Vulcan Raven, the Revolver Ocelot. And yes, I did continue to follow the series. It definitely fell off. Like, remember you had to play as like Raiden or whatever. And everybody's like, who the fuck is this dude? But that game was actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
But I'm also I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm kind of off, like, the open world games.
Ooh. Really?
Why?
Like, once you had Snake and you had to, like, ride a horse, I just – I don't got time to travel in video games. And if I get to the town and I die there and I restart back at the other town and I got to make the trip again, that's where I was, like, I was out on Red Dead Revolt.
Redemption,
like,
yeah.
I'm out. I can't put in that kind of time.
Yeah. It is a lot of time. It's a big, big world.
It's true.
It's a lot.
What was that one? The homie did with the baby strapped to your chest.
Oh, Death Stranding. That's all. That's the only cue I needed.
Yeah.
I was in and then I was out.
That game is all travel. That game is all going from one place to another.
It's a travel game.
and it's genius and I love it, but unfortunately, I'm not going to play it. I'm going to YouTube the cutscenes because I do want to watch it. Like, that game was a trip.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Brilliantly done. Well, Blake, this has been an absolute thrill. Thank you so much. Of course, season one of Woke is now available on Hulu.
I'm just happy to give people something to watch.
And we're happy to watch you in it, man. Thank you so much. And we'll see you guys next time.
Yes, thank you.
I honestly think the best thing to come out of any Captain Planet stuff is Don Cheadle as Captain Planet in that Funny or Die video. That's great. But yeah, the game, it just sounds like an absolute nightmare. Be sure to check out season one of Woke on Hulu. And thank you to Blake for stopping by. What a joy.
Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to have a little game review for you. So don't leave. Stick around. I'll see you in a second.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, welcome back, you beautiful people. A lot of you beautiful people have asked us to talk about Metal Gear Solid. And I'm going to be the first to admit it's on my list. Have not dived in too deep, although I have played Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker for maybe 25 minutes on the PSP Go. So I have a very narrow experience with Metal Gear Solid games, but Blay, I've been told you have some opinions.
All right, look, I know that Blake just said his favorite game was Metal Gear Solid, but here's the thing.
It's always good when it starts with here's the thing.
Let me just back up by saying, I appreciate big swings. I love big swings. I have the only Metal Gear I've beaten is the first one. I have played, I think I've started every single one of them and played them for multiple hours. I love a big swing, but holy mother of God, are these games just a lot. It's a lot, dude. It's a lot. And I appreciate it. I appreciate you weaving a big tapestry. I appreciate you telling this crazy story. I get it. I get it.
So what constitutes a lot? And then also, is that what is keeping you from finishing pretty much any of them?
I think the thing is this. I think that for me, in when I watch a movie, read a book, you know, all these other things, play a game, there's a I don't know how to say this, like a bell curve. A bell curve is the wrong thing. I failed out of math. So
he's drawing mountains.
I'm trying with his finger right now. I'm basically drawing, there's like a graph in terms of I have the brain of a squirrel. And so I need to get pulled in and then, but I also need to learn about how to play the game, right? But then I also need like the action to move forward. And I think that there's a valley with all of these Metal Gear games. There's a certain rhythm to the overall game itself that I get lost at, like, I just lose interest at like the same point in every single one. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. And then is it one of those situations where you kind of get lost in it and you're like, and you almost, it kind of drones on for a second. And then when you go to revisit it, you're like, I don't know where I am. I don't know what the hell is going on. And it's so hard to actually get back into it.
I was playing the game to get to the cutscenes. I think, you know what? I'm distilling everything I'm saying now to that, which is that's kind of the thing. And when I'm playing the game to get to the cutscenes, I know that it's not a game for me.
That makes sense. And that plays more into just give us a Metal Gear Solid movie.
Yeah.
TLDR. Just give us that.
And there are other games that are like that too. I remember God of War 2. I just would go back and just watch all the cutscenes. So what I ended up doing, and I hate to even say that I did this.
You went on YouTube, didn't you? And you watched all the cutscenes.
Before that, I did something worse.
Oh, no.
I just went on Wikipedia and just read the story.
What? Aaron.
I know. I'm an asshole. I'm sorry.
And were you into it, though?
I was really into it. Then I went on YouTube and watched.
But you...
Jen is disgusted. Our producer is so... Jen, are you upset with me?
I just feel like, why do you have to go to Wikipedia to first even see if you want to watch the cutscenes?
You're really pulling at straws trying to like get through this.
At that point, just don't play the game. Put it down.
Don't watch it. Don't play it. Just...
But can I just say, like, you guys have never done that in a game? Like, you want to know how it ends and you're invested in the story, but you just don't want to do the whole thing to get there?
Anytime that I've had that happen, I know that I'm going to revisit it. I know that I'm going to revisit it.
But I never do. I never do.
Then it's not for you, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe Metal Gear isn't in your heart.
And that's okay.
Maybe it's not for you, and that's okay.
You don't have to play every game.
This has turned into a therapy session for me, and I appreciate it.
You can put it down. It's fine.
But I will say, I think, so my overall review is, I think it's an amazing series. I think it's an amazing series of games. It deserves all the accolades that it gets. It's just not for me.
And see, that does it feel better saying that?
And how does that make you feel?
Frankly, I feel like I have to, you know what? Larger issue, but I feel like pressured by the game community to love that game. That series of games.
There's something for everybody, and maybe Metal Gear Solid just isn't for you, and that's totally fine.
And that's okay.
Welcome to our new segment, It's Just Not For Me. Hi, I'm Aaron Blair.
That's it. And you know, on that note, maybe wrap it up. If you want to send any of your love letters, no hate mail, all of your love letters,
send me the email
at Good Game. Nice try. On Twitter or hashtag GGNT, all of the love for Metal Gear Solid and all of the love for Aaron Blair and everything else in between. If you want us to prescribe you a video game or never talk about Metal Gear Solid again.
If you'd like me to personally apologize to you, just at Good Game Nice Try.
Put your personal apology requests at Good Game Nice Try on Twitter. And on that note, I will see you next time.
Good Game Nice Try is produced by Jen Samples and Nick Liao. Our executive producers are Joanna Solitaroff, Adam Sachs, and Jeff Ross. Engineering by Will Becton, with engineering and sound design by Chester Gwazda. Music by John Danik.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.